Hello, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing.
This is Karen Rausch. I'm the Clinical Managing Editor.
And we're here to present the highlights for the first issue of the new year, the January issue 2013. So on the cover this month, we have a photo of a young man, a nurse, hanging an IV bag for a patient. And even though more men are starting to become nurses, they still make up less than 7% of all nurses. The Institute of Medicine report on the future of nursing highlights the importance of recruiting more male nurses to meet the goal of a more diverse nursing workforce. And I think it's important that we also need to get their unique perspectives. For example, male patients may be more comfortable discussing certain conditions related to reproductive and sexual health with other men than women. And the IOM report does call on all of us to help recruit nurses from underrepresented groups, and that includes men. A leading organization in this movement is the American Assembly for Men in Nursing, and they have awarded more than $50,000 in scholarships to male nursing students since 2004. We are seeing a role played by the economy as more men are looking for stable employment, and certainly nursing has traditionally offered a stable work environment and relatively high wages at times when other industries were offering fewer job opportunities. So while there are many reasons for men to go into nursing, yet this article, Men in Nursing, by Brent McWilliams, Bonnie Schmidt, and Michael Bly, point out some of the barriers that prevent men from actually staying in school and also choosing nursing as a career. So it's a really nice review of the literature on the challenges men face as they try to become nurses. We also did a podcast with the authors, and you'll find that under our media tab. And so that's one of our CE features. Karen, we also have another feature. Would you tell the listeners about that one?
Sure. Our other feature is an original research, perioperative medication withholding in patients with Parkinson's disease. Mm-hmm. It's a retrospective electronic health records review, and this is the first of two articles on this topic. And the authors report in this on the findings of a quantitative study exploring anti-Parkinson medication withholding times during hospitalization and looking at how that affects patients. It's in order to provide best perioperative care to patients with Parkinson's disease, nurses have to be cognizant of the potential complications unique to this population and what happens when their medication is withheld for surgery.
I was astounded to find out that because of the very short half-life, patients sometimes would start to have rigidity and hallucinations, and yet the staff didn't associate that with the medication and would call psych consults and put patients in restraint. So I didn't realize it was such a problem, and we all know how often surgery gets held. So it's really a very good article.
And next month we'll hear the patient's perspective of it as well. So another article we have this month, which I found really interesting and enjoyable, is called From Putty to Prototype, and this is written by a nurse who sustained a needle stick injury during a research study, from that she went on to create a new safety device for this. It was a glucose sensor that caused her needle stick injury. So she went home and using, you know, stuff in her kitchen, she
putty
and fruit and water bottles. She used all this stuff and figured out how to made this safety device and took it all the way through, you know, applying for a patent, going to companies. So it's a really fascinating look at one nurse's very active response to trying to correct a problem.
Okay. The we also have several other articles that I think are pretty interesting. One is from the Veterans Health Administration. Some nurses there who are working in a patient-centered medical home, doing this as a model for providing veterans with ongoing care. They developed a nursing assessment tool. Everything's electronic health records, as we know. And what they did with this tool was have a screens that would kind of smart screens that match patients' clinical needs and preferences. And they very nicely illustrated their article and the text with some screen captures, so you can see exactly what pops up, what questions lead to further questions, and a whole array of patient preferences. So it's a nice model, and if you're thinking of looking at starting something like this at your institution, you may want to read this article and see what was already done.
Another article we have is on the clinical nurse leader role. This role has generated some controversy in its whether, you know, its need, its effectiveness, what role it plays. And this looks at the clinical nurse leader and the case manager. Are both roles needed? So the article explores the role of the clinical nurse leader and the case manager and kind of compares and contrasts between them and explains why, how these differences, what the differences are and how they complement each other, and makes a case for why each role is necessary.
And of course we have our usual columns. We have a viewpoint column this month written by Bonnie Gans Cleveland on using motivational interviewing to combat childhood obesity. Bonnie's done a lot of work in this area, and the article, the viewpoint that she wrote really helps us frame how we work with families in a different way, instead of kind of looking at them as being non-compliant or non-adherent, to reframe how we approach them in a collaborative process to meet their goals. We also have an AJN Reports on prostate cancer screening, and it's an in-depth look at kind of the controversies back and forth on whether there should be these mass screenings. The USPSTF has come out and said no, but of course there's a lot of people who are not in agreement with that, so this article does explore that. We also have Art of Nursing. We have in our a special feature, on Edge Runners. We're starting a series this month in our profiles to kind of raise awareness about the Edge Runners, which are nurses who've been designated by the American Academy of Nursing as part of their Raise the Voice campaign to highlight nurses who are doing cutting-edge work and developing new models of care, and to kind of put out there that nurses do have solutions for many of the problems in the healthcare system. So we're going to do a series on these Edge Runner individuals, and the first one is in January, and then we'll be running them every other month. We also have our Book of the Year awards announced in the January issue. We have the winners in the issue, and then online you can see the judges' comments on all the books that are placed either first, second, or third. And then finally, we have our reflections narrative, A Special Kind of Knowledge. So we also have several podcasts that we forgot to mention. I did do an interview with Bonnie Gans Cleveland, the Viewpoint author, and also one with the authors of the Men in Nursing article to provide a little bit more context on their work and the article. So we hope you take a listen to that as well. You can also visit us on Facebook, our blog, AJN Off the Charts, at WordPress, and on Twitter. And I think that's all where we are right now. So I hope everybody had a happy new year, and we'll continue to have a happy and healthy new year. Thank you.